Can't score worth shit.
Thanks, Kim's up.
Yeah.
Thank you. Zach, it shows, I guess, just how tight this thing can be, right? One bounce of the puck goes the wrong way and you get, you know, not the result that you wanted to.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, it sucks losing like that, but it is what it is. It's part of the game. Stuff's going to happen, and it's tough going into the break on that. You know, our last game before the break ending that way, but that stuff happens. It is what it is. We'll learn from it. We'll move forward and get ready for the second or the last 25 games or whatever it is.
Well, the fact the way you guys have battled in this game like you have in so many games here recently kind of gives you hope as you come back from the break, knowing what you're going to have back with you and how you can approach those games, right?
For sure. We're going to be fine. I mean, we lost to Detroit earlier in the year, similar fashion, right, end of the game, and we were fine after that as well. So, we'll, like I said, we'll learn from it and we'll move forward. But, yeah, it is what it is. It's a game of bounces, game of inches, and sometimes it's just going to go our way. So, yeah, like I said, we'll just move forward from it.
Certainly we're in the game the whole night. Did you feel that you didn't get to your game most of the night the way the Rangers were playing?
Yeah, they played good tonight. They really didn't give us much. We had to work for our chances. I thought once we got the puck down low, we created some stuff. Their goalie made some big saves. But I thought for the most part, they did a good job of limiting our chances, our neutral zone speed and stuff like that. But we know they're a good hockey team, and they got guys that can make plays. And I thought we defended well for the most part. Elvis made some big saves, and we were right there to the end. It's just a tough bounce there to finish it.
Despite the ending, is the break coming at the right time for your team?
I feel like a lot of teams would probably say that, to be honest. A lot of guys are, you know, a little bit banged up, a little tired, whatever it is. And I feel like for us to get some guys back after the break is huge for us. But everyone's in the same boat, right? Everyone played a lot of hockey and not a lot of days. And it's going to be a sprint to the finish once we get back. And we're excited for it. We're right where we want to be, playoff, you know, in a playoff race. And it's going to be fun.
What are you going to do these next 2 weeks to basically be in the best position to make that sprint?
I'm going to be playing hockey for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to be doing that, but I feel like for guys in here, they're going to rest a little bit. And then I know a lot of guys are going to be skating over the break and getting some skill work in and staying on the ice. So we have a focus group in here. I trust everyone over the break is going to be smart and do their work. And yeah, it's just going to be a sprint once we get back, but we're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Thanks, Z.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate it.